When Jackie Robinson retired in 1957, the number of African-American players in Major League Baseball was increasing. By the 1970s, African-Americans made up close to 20% of all MLB players. That number stayed in the high teens through the early 90s, and then it dropped. By 2013, Major League Baseball was just 8.5% African-American. This is a story about one former major leaguer who watched that decline and who's now trying to reverse the trend. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Lou Collier grew up on the south side of Chicago during the 70s and 80s. He remembers wanting a better life. Collier's mom was a social worker. His father was a Vietnam vet who worked for Sherwin-Williams. They lived in the Roseland neighborhood.
You know, it was low-income housing. It was like a close-knit community. Nobody came in, nobody came out.
Collier spent weekends watching Cubs games with his dad on TV. He looked up to African-American players. Sometimes his dad told him stories about Jackie Robinson.
He just told me that it always looked like he was playing like it was his last day, you know, that he might not ever get another chance to do it. So he left everything out on the field. And I just remember that, and that's how I played.
Back then, Collier says baseball was all over the south side of Chicago.
Baseball was king in my neighborhood.
Collier's side of the neighborhood fielded a team. They called themselves the White Sox. They'd play the kids from the other side, the Royals.
It was like the World Series. We'd play each other in seven-game series, you know. The neighborhood was only so big, but one team would have their home field in one area of the neighborhood, and the other team had their home field in another area of the neighborhood, and the fields was makeshift field. They wasn't, I'm telling you, it wasn't 90 feet. It was just like, hey, okay, we're going to put the bases here.
Collier says the fields were too narrow because they were wedged between houses.
I remember guys hitting balls through apartment windows. But those games was intense. As a kid, it was everything to me. It wasn't no pickup game. It was like, man, you better come with it.
By the time he was 8, Collier was playing with 13-year-olds. He kept getting better, and he started seeing baseball as a way out. Collier went on to play at a nearby junior college. Then the Pittsburgh Pirates picked him in the 31st round of the 1992 MLB draft. Back then, Collier says there were 70 to 100 other African-American players in the Pirates organization. It wasn't always easy for them.
The opposing fans will say anything to try to distract you, whether they meant it or not. I've heard the N-word. I heard that my mom stinks, that I'm a bum. And then I realized, like, man, it must have been 10 times tougher for Jackie Robinson.
Collier says it all made him play harder. In 97, he got called up to Pittsburgh. 2 years later, he got picked up by the Milwaukee Brewers. They had a veteran African-American player, a guy named Marquise Grissom.
Once I made the team, he was like, man, don't worry about finding nowhere to live. You're going to live with me. Like, man, are you serious? They say, I got you. Don't worry about it. And that was a blessing. That was a blessing. You know, it just taught me how to be a professional. That right there changed my life.
Grissom also taught Collier something about being a mentor, but we'll get to that later. Collier spent 8 years in the big leagues, played for 5 different teams. And by the early 2000s, he started noticing something.
In the whole organization, it'd be 3 or 4 African-Americans. And I'm like, what is this? Can't be true. I would talk to guys and I'd be like, how many brothers in the organization with y'all? They'd be like, 5. I'm like, 5? Like, what kind of, I couldn't understand that. You felt like something wasn't right because you know that the talent is there. So what's the difference now?
There have been a lot of theories. Some say youth baseball has gotten too expensive. Some say scouts look for talent at fancy travel team tournaments, not in inner cities.
I can't pinpoint what the exact reasons were, but I told myself, you know what, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to teach the game to kids in my community. I'll do my part.
So after retiring, Collier went back to Chicago, started going to Little League games. A lot had changed. Kids' fundamentals were worse, like they weren't playing as often. Collier's friends told him that ever since Michael Jordan came to town, basketball was king. And then there was the violence.
Chicago is a rough, rough city. It's tough. The education system is failing. The gangs are bad. The murder rate is up. It's a lot of obstacles that kids have to endure on a daily basis, just living.
Collier decided to start a travel team. They would go to those expensive weekend tournaments where scouts would see them. He He started recruiting players from community centers and Little League games. He found sponsors to offset fees. That first year, he fielded two teams. Since then, the Lou Collier Baseball Association has grown and even lured in some basketball players. Take Josh Williams. A couple years ago, when he was 12, Williams showed up at a basketball gym and found Collier practicing baseball with his players. Williams poked his head in and asked,
"Can I join a team?" And then I looked at him like, "Man," I said, "where have you played?" He said, I never played before." I'm like, "Wow." But I looked at him, and he looked like he was serious, and he had a pretty athletic body. So we added him to the team. I told our head coach, I said, "We got a new player, a basketball player." And he just laughed. Like, "Man, what am I going to do with a basketball player that never played?"
At the start of the season, Williams struck out every at-bat. At the end of the year, the team went to a tournament, reached the championship. Williams hadn't played much, but the night before the game, he said,
"Coach, I'm ready. I need to be in there." And I seen in his eyes, I'm like, "Man, okay." So the next day I told the head coach, I was like, "Man, get him in the lineup." I said, "Just put him in there." And he looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, "For real, I'm serious. Bat him ninth." And he was like, "All right, man." He put him in the lineup, man. This kid went 3 for 4, 2 home runs, and drove in like 7 runs. We were so excited for him. And he was like, "I told you, coach."
Now, Josh Williams is a high school sophomore. Collier says he has a good shot at landing a college scholarship. So far, dozens of kids from the Lou Collier Baseball Association have gone on to play college ball.
That's what was on my heart when I came back, to try to change lives like that.
The program now serves about 130 kids. Sometimes Collier tells them stories about Jackie Robinson. He says that they should never let negativity distract them from their dreams. And Lou Collier is optimistic that more African Americans will reach the big leagues. Just last year, Corey Ray from the South Side of Chicago was the 5th overall pick in the MLB draft.
Baseball is back happening in Chicago. Yeah, it's back happening.
Lou Collier, who grew up watching black players on television, hopes that someday soon, kids on the South Side of Chicago will turn on their TVs and see Corey Ray, and they'll believe, just as Collier did, that they can make better lives for themselves. For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.